pages. Now, I was going to give a schmooze. It's an idea that I had. But then, late last night, I was looking over this Maimer from Rav Kluger. I understand the Sefer just came out. I have some pages that the Chaver gave me last year. And I was looking at this Maimer, and I had a very big cheshek just to do this with you. Very simple. Just to prepare for Yontif with you. You're already preparing with every Baruch Hashem. That's some good stuff. Just to learn with you in a very, very simple way. This Maimer from Rav Kluger. I believe that such an important yesod in this Maimer, that not only will it help us to prepare for a Yontif, for Purim, but for Chlal, learning Torah and how we learn Torah and how we see ourselves. There's an expression among Jews that not every day of the year is Purim. Not every day is Purim. We don't see such a thing when it comes to Chanukah. Not every day is Chanukah, not every day is Pesach. So there's an expression among Jews that not every day is Purim. It means that Taki is Purim every day. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. It means not every day is drinking like Purim. But the tachlis of Purim is that it should be every day. When I was learning this, I remembered something that I heard from Rav Pam around 30 years ago. The Rashi of Tarva Das, who was a big tzaddik. Now, I was at that time teaching in high school, teaching 12th grade boys, and there was a meeting of Rav Pam wanted to speak to rebellion from all over. There was a meeting in Flatbush. We all went to Tarva Das, a little different from different yeshivas, the rebellion, and Rav Pam was talking to us. And one of the things that I remember him saying was, he asked us, what is the most significant word that a boy can ever hope to hear when he's sitting in a classroom with his rabbi? What's the most significant, important word that a boy could ever, ever hope to hear? So, you know, different people were raising their hands and saying this and saying that. You know, somebody, of course, called out recess. That's the most significant word that any boy, or no school tomorrow, something like that. But Rav Pam said the most important word that every single child is longing to hear is his name. That's what Rav Pam said. Now, he wasn't talking about getting called on to read the Gemara. When I was growing up, I only had one rabbi that called us by our name. The rest of them just called either by the last name, that was already when he was in a good mood. The last name, or would just say you. Calling by the first name means that there's a connection. It's a certain way of recognizing the importance of the other and seeing that you have a place in that person's life. Kula b'shem yikra. Hashem calls to us, He speaks to us by our name. The name is important. And I remember Rav Pam said that a child is waiting to hear his name. Yankel, Moishe, Avram, whatever it is. That connection. And Rav Pam spoke to us about how it's so important for us to make that connection as rebellion with the children, with the kids. I mean, I was teaching high school, but with the boys, to make that connection. Really, that's what this Torah is about. even though he doesn't discuss that. You'll see what I mean in a few minutes. Let's begin. It's almost Purim. Kol achad roitzel eskainu liyantiv Purim v'chlal. Ulizman kriyas amigil v'fat. Everybody wants to get ready. Asha oz choyzum misayrim kol oysam nisim v'ha'aruz she'iru l'abasenim v'yomehim b'zman hazeh. Sure, all of you know, you learned this many times, it's a very big yesod in all of Yisrael, in Kedushas Levi, in Nesos, and all this form, that by Yomahim B'zman Hazeh means that if we prepare, that all of the iris, all of the kaiches, all that was then back in Shushan HaGvira, we could draw into our lives now. We could draw that or of the Nes of by Yomahim, that it should be B'zman Hazeh. V'iduim kol ha'ramozim sh'rombos v'ar makadoshim v'adosh kach sh'amagil hi nitzchis. And there are many Ramazim we find that more so when it comes to the Megillah than any other Sefer, maybe with the exception of Tehillim, we'll see in a few minutes. But we find that with Megillah, there are many, many Ramazim about the Nitzchias of the Megillah. About how the Megillah speaks to each and every one of us. How the Megillah is current. It's not something old, it's current. V'akarias ha-Megillah merfer lo-yotz, that's a famous verse from the Baal Shem Tov himself. Well, the Gemara says that if you read the Megillah backwards or out of order, the Mafreya, if you read it the Mafreya, not from Vayihi Mechashverosh and forward, but you read it the other way, lo yotze, you're not yotze. The Baal Shem Tov taught that the Mafreya means that if you read the Megillah and you look at it as something which is just from before, it's just an ancient document that tells a story that once was, once upon a time. L'mafreya, something that happened. Lo yotze means you didn't really read the Megillah. You weren't yotze. We don't find such a statement when it comes to other svar. U'b'chol dor v'dor ha'dvarim niskorim v'nasim. It says b'feresh in Megillah. But b'chol dor v'dor, mishpoch mishpoch, and so on. It says niskorim v'nasim. Niskorim that we remember v'nasim, and it happens again. That it says by Chanukah that the following year they established it by Hal Vaidor, because of Lavarch, Kavan, Shirosh, Achre, Shakvar, Shaover, Shonami Hanes, Shahashpos, Vahahoros, Shahibis, Badanes, Chosim, Isgalim. By Chanukah and Purim, we see this. Remember that these are the Yom Tovim that Am Yisrael revealed. It's from the world of Torah Shabbat. So we find that when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, there was Lashona Acheres. With Chanukah, it's the Befeirish. The Gemara says that they waited a year to see whether or not the Tzaddikim waited a year to see whether or not the Ur of that Nes of Chanukah, whether it came back into the world. So of course, there are many Nisim that Am Yisrael had over the years. There are many, many Nisim we had over the years. The Tzaddikim have that sensitivity and the Ruach HaKadosh, to see whether this was a yontiv that's l'dayrus, or is it a yontiv that was a local miracle for that time to help those people, but it's not something that necessarily enters back into the world on that day in the future. The Chacham could feel that. That's why it says l'shona acheres. The following year, they established it as a yontiv. Because they saw that the Hashpos Naharosh, Ahib Zman Hanes, Chayzim Mizgal. They saw it come back. Hivinu Sheneis Zeh, Hu Neis Nitzchi. So they understood that the Neis is a Neis Nitzchi. It's a Nitzchi. It's forever. Val Kain, Kovim Rak L'Shana Acheres. K'mai Chayin Yedua, Hamayse, Shohaya Eitzel HaChayzim Lublin, Tzchus Yelen. It's a famous story from the Chayzim. Now the Sashol from Bells sort of snuck into the Besamedris, the story goes, by the Chayzim in Lublin. They didn't know who this young man was yet. They didn't know who the Sashol was. He was a visitor. They didn't know who he was. Of course, you can't hide things from the Chayzim in Lublin. That's why he was called the Chayzim in Lublin. He saw. So when he came in, people didn't even know who he was. He was a young man. And you could be certain that in Lublin there was a regular Balkari. But the Chayzim and Lublin pointed to the Sar Shalom from Belz and said that he should read the Megillah. That must be a pretty scary thing to just on the spot to be told to read the Megillah. Stam, it's scary. You know, if the Chayzim and Lublin tells you, it's terrifying. But the Sar Shalom from Belz got up and he lay in the Megillah. And after he read the Megillah, Omar, the Chayzim and Lublin said, I heard this story many times. The story of Purim. I heard it many times. But the way that it was read by this young man, I never heard such a mice. I never heard the story told the way that he told it. Now, you can be sure the other chevra in the shul didn't hear anything except a regular Kriyas Megillah. We wouldn't have heard anything other than a regular Kriyas Megillah. Could be that there were even some mistakes in the trap. He wasn't prepared. I don't know. But the Chayzer said, I heard this story so many times, but I never heard it told the way that he just told it. Obviously, there are very deep secrets in what the Chayzer was saying. Only those who are truly God-fearing can understand these secrets. But Rav Kluge says, "Bepashtus, the explanation is as follows: Shachoyza Hakadosh Shoma veHivchen beKriyoso. That when the Chayza was listening to the Sar Shalom laying the Megillah, you know what he heard? He heard his own life. He heard the story of his life. He heard his own name. He heard the story of his life." He didn't hear a story of what happened in Shushan Abira many, many, many years ago. He heard the story of what his life was about this moment, of what was happening at this moment in his life, what was happening to the Jewish people at this moment, what's happening in the world at this moment. That's what he heard. That the Sar Shalom from Belz was able, by laying the way that he laid, he was able to draw out the oiris of the Megillah, and legalois the oiris in the present time. But the Chayza was able to pick up on this. The Chayza heard this. Lekaras haMegillah b'shum prat katan lemafreya. Every word that when the Sar Shalom was laying the Megillah, it was a word that was now. It was relevant, it was vital, it was current. It was me and you, it was our names, it was our lives. It's not a Maisi Shahaya. It's not a Maisi Shahaya. It's about us. And Rav Kluge says the truth is that we see also something extraordinary here. What the Gemara says over there in Megillah. That Esta Hamalka, she herself asked. Esther Malka asked, she requested. Kislun Ladaris. That Esther Malka asked that she should be written for all future generations, meaning that this story of Purim should be something that's written for all generations. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's also about me. But it's also about you. It's about everybody. It's for every generation that will ever be. It's for every Jew that will ever be. Esther Malkus asked, Kisvuni Ladiris. Esther Malkus Bikshah Shamagilatia, Kahira Ladiris. Ki Geris Lufna Yisrael, Baruch HaGolus. Now it's interesting that Megillas Esther is called in the Megillah itself, Igeris HaPurim, right? What's an Igeris? An Igeris is a letter. It's not a Stam letter, it's an important letter. Purim is a love letter to Am Yisrael and Golus. When you think that the one that loves you and the one that you love has forgotten you and has disappeared from your life, and you feel that the relationship has somehow ended, and you suddenly get a love letter, it's called Igeris Hapur. It's called an Igeris. Also, we don't find that any other of the Svarim in Tanakh are called an Igeris, a letter. A letter is something which contains news. Something which just happened. That's what a letter is. Something which just happened. It's happening. It's bringing the other one up to date. That's Nigeris. Kigeres l'bnei Yisrael ba'erach ha'golus. That each and every year when we open up Megillas Esther, when we unroll the Megillah, we're unrolling a letter that was sent to each and every one of us individually, Chaim Moshe ben Peru. Tavshin Ayin Zayin, Purim Tavshin Ayin Zayin, your life, who you are, what you're struggling with, what you're proud of, what you're embarrassed of, what you need to work on, every single thing is in this letter. It's a personal letter. It's a personal letter that's delivered by Hashem Yisbarach to each and every one of us. Asher yilmudu mehamegillah as goyd lahavis Hashem la'ami Yisrael. It's a love letter in which Hashem Yisbarach tells us about His love for each and every one of us. Gam b'toykev cheshkas agolus, in the darkest golus, when you thought that I forgot about you, you get a letter. Now you don't know anymore about letters. You know, you see them around sometimes. You've seen such a thing. You know what I'm talking about, right? Comes in an envelope, has a stamp on it. Mostly you've seen his junk mail, because everything else now is email. But there was such a thing that a person would put his heart onto a piece of paper and send it to somebody that he loves, and it would be inscribed in ink and blood, in the blood of the Tamsis Alev, of the heart, feelings and emotions that can never be on a computer screen. A computer screen is cold, it doesn't have any life. Person's hand holds a pen and it's an extension of the heart. That's called an igeres. It's called an igeres, a love letter. For a person, for the person in Golis. L'man yachziku maimed b'soicha hastara v'ha'alam. And the love letter is filled with encouragement to help us manage to continue. To continue to go on despite the hastara and the ha'alam, the terrible concealment. Despite the distance, the feeling of distance. Mikach ha'neis she'iru b'mei Purim, koch the miracle that happened by Purim. V'gam al zen nemru b'devi chazal, turn the page. Asher anoichim mitzavcha hayom. Now we know that this really applies to all of Torah. Even the Torah is not called an igeres, but it says, Asher anoichim mitzavcha hayom, that I'm giving this to you today. And Chazal say, Rashi brings down, Shleihu benecha kid yukdama yishena she'ein adam seifna. It shouldn't be like an old letter, an old document that a person doesn't treasure, he doesn't save. Elik chadosh shall kol rotzim lekros. It should be like something new. A letter that just came from the one that you love. And everybody wants to hear what's going on, what happened, what's new. That's how we should learn Chumash. That's how the tzaddikim learn Chumash. I once mentioned to one of the chavis here that my father, Zal Gazon Zayin, told me that there wasn't a night when he was a child that when he went to sleep, that he didn't fall asleep to hearing his mother, Alei Shalom. He did not hearing his mother saying Tehillim, and then on Thursday night she would begin to say Tzanarana. Do any of you know what there is such a thing, Tzanarana? Tzanarana was a Yiddish compilation of psukim and medrash and tefillah that the Jewish women in Europe would say. They would prepare for Shabbos, Tzanarana. Tzanarana, but no Tzanarana, it was called Tzanarana. Nowadays, the girls go to fancy seminaries, and their parents pay, $250,000 for them to go. But you can't get them to read it, Tzanarana. It's not going to work. All the seminaries, you can't bring back Tzanarana. I think art school translated many years ago, and they sold like 4 copies or something. They tried. It's nice. They tried. They translated Tzanarana into English to make that. But my father said that he would be, when he was a little boy, he'd be going to sleep, and would hear his mother from the next room, and like a dining room, he would hear his mother singing. The women used to sing the Tzanarana to a certain niggun. That a niggun. And he remembers that she would sing the Tzanarana like when it was Pashas B'Shalach, she would start to get excited, and she would start to call out in Yiddish and in Hungarian. She would start to say, "Ah, Paro, you thought you were going to win." She would start to see, "You see what happens when you start up for the Jews?" And she would say, "Hashem drowns you, and so shall Hashem drown all of our enemies." She would say things like this. This is my father fell asleep to. Not the sound of parents arguing, you understand? Not the sound of the television from the next room. Not the sound of bullets shooting on the show. My father would fall asleep to, "Ah, Paro, you see what Hashem did?" It was a lebede kitar. My father said it was, everything was alive. Everything was alive. My father said she would walk around the room and sing it with a niggun by herself, 2 a.m, standing around. It's hard for us to imagine such a thing. Because she didn't see the Torah as something which was old. She saw it when it came to Parshas B'Shalach, and every Parsha, she opened up and, Hashem Yisbarach right now is telling us, V'osi l'mikdash v'shachanti v'soich, v'yichuli truma, mamish now, this week. Not that it's an altamaisa. And that comes alive when you learn this from HaKadosh, you see this from the Talmid Baal Shem, that mamish, in the minute they were in this, that's what the Chayzer heard in the lining, the Megillah lining of the Sar Shalom from Bells. It's not only the Megillah, there's something unique about the Megillah and Tehillah, but it's all of Torah. That's why it says, Ashonach Mitzavcha Hayom, I'm telling this to you today. If we would hear the mitzvah of Tefillin that way, then our Hanachas Tefillin today would be a different Hanachas Tefillin. It would be a different Hanachas Tefillin. I was talking to a bacher on Erev Shabbos who went to yeshiva, very good yeshivas, and he's not keeping mitzvahs anymore. And he believes in Hashem, and he's working a little bit his way back. He davens every day, but he talks to Hashem in his own words. So he said to me on Erev Shabbos, he said, "Rabbi, you know, even if I have a problem with halacha, and even if I would try, you know, to get back into that, but I don't know how I could go the next day, like every day, to say the same words from the Siddur. I can't bring myself to say the same words from the Siddur every day. I just, you know, I did that. I did that for like 18 years. I can't do that." So I was talking to him about this. I said, "You're right. I also can't bring myself to do that. So I tried to make sure that every day I say different words." So he looked at him like I was crazy. He said, "You don't daven, you don't use the Siddur?" He said, "No, I use the Siddur. Of course, there's also this bite of this, but I use the Siddur, but I try that every day. I fail often, but I try that every day. It should be like new words. It's hard. It's not avoda to open up a letter and to see and to feel that you're just getting it straight from Hashem's book, straight from David HaMelech, straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. To hear Moshe when he's saying, V'yichuli truma. To hear Moshe when he's saying those words. I'm sure that you all know this is a famous Torah. It's brought down from the Mezuzah Magid. Bnei Sosor brings it in a number of places, and others bring it. That at the time of the Churban, the Kruvim, instead of turning away from each other, they were hugging each other, right? They're Murim Zebes. That's a strange thing. In general, the Hanhaga was that when we were not behaving properly, the Kruvim, which is a Bechin of Zoch in the Cave, a male and female, which is Kutchabich and Knesset Yisrael, that the Kruvim would turn away from each other. They couldn't look at each other. Like a husband and wife that had an argument, they couldn't look at each other. So the Mezuzah Magid asked, why was it Davke at the time of the Churban? Not only were they looking at each other, but at the time of the Churban, they were like hugging each other, the Kruvim. It was nice. And they were hugging each other. You would think that this is the low point of our lives. The worst time, Churban, we're getting clapped by Hashem Mamish. So you would think that the Kruvim would be not just turning away, you think they'd be running away from each other. Nachon? That's what you would think. It's a famous story from Mezuzah Magid. He explains, Ubiya Magid Mezuzah, that a husband and wife, in that relationship between a husband and wife, that when the husband is going away, he's leaving, and it's a time of the month that they're permitted to each other, there's a special mitzvah that to be together the night before he goes on his journey, on his trip. That demonstration of love, that chibur, means that even though I'm going away from you, I'm never leaving you. You understand? It's a shmir to hold them together, even though right now you're not going to see me. Right now I have to go on a business trip, I'm going to be away. But we can't forget each other. And therefore, the night before he leaves, they're together in the deepest way. Chayvad Lufkad is the Ishtai, because that being together means that even when we're not together, over the course of my being away, I'm never, ever, ever leaving you. We're still together. It's a shmir. So what is it that holds us by Golas? So it's an amazing thing. The Mizrach Maggid says that Bishas HaChurban, when it was the beginning of Golas, that horrible time of the Churban, the Kruvim were holding each other, which, remember, is a male and female. The Kruvim were holding each other in a way of intimacy. They were Ma'urim. It was a lashon of Ma'or, it was a lashon of intimacy. They were holding each other in a very intimate way. Because Hashem was saying, Kinlach, I'm going away now for a while. You're not going to see anymore what you saw. It's going to be a long galus, it's going to be hard. And there's a din of Chayvad Lufkad as the Ishtar, that before galus begins, there needs to be this last hug, this final embrace, before galus begins. Shekashekla Yisrael kivyochen nifrodim, Hashem is Baruch Yitzim Magalus, Hashem Nitzorachim Neshmiri Yisera. That we shouldn't forget the one who loves us, that we shouldn't forget that night that we had together, so to speak. Therefore, the Kruvim were Ma'urim Zev Zev. Davke, at the time of the most horrible Yerida, the Kruvim were Ma'urim. They were embracing each other in a way of intimacy. And so it is with the Igeres HaPurim, with what we're learning now. Shina Muchazal, Esther Soif Kalanisim. Chazal say that Esther is the end of Nisim. Of course, it doesn't mean there will never be Nisim, but it means many miracles after Esther. Michanik is after. There are many Nisim afterwards. The Gemara answers that the miracle of Purim is the last one that's going to be written in a sefer. It's going to be part of Tanakh. Dainu. Meaning, written, kisvun ledaris mean is the last one that even after it's written, its light, its hashpa, its embrace will continue to be felt for all the future years when it comes to Purim. That's what it means. It means it's written, kisvun ledaris. And it's ledaris. Chazal said that there were many Nevi'im that we had. Many, many, many. Twice the amount of Jews that left Mitzrayim. That's how many Nevi'im we had. At the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, every single Jew had a brother or a first cousin or somebody, an uncle that was a Navi. Every single Jew had it. The same way that now everybody has a cousin that's like a dopey guy. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody had a cousin that was a Navi. Every single body. There were Nevi'im all over the place. Mamash, all over the place. There were Nevi'im. So how come we only have 24 books of Tanakh? So the Gemara says, El Nevu'a Shehutzu Chaladaris Nechtav, and it's Davke, this in the Gemara Megillah. El Nevu'a Shehutzu Chaladaris Nechtav. Only a Nevu'a that is needed by all future generations. And boy, do we need the Megillah Esther. Only that which is needed in every generation was written. Because that writing means, it means that it's sent every year out, it's sent again as a letter. Special delivery to so-and-so. At this time of your life, I'm calling your name. I'm sending you a letter that has your name on it. I remember 40 years ago. No. It was 38 years ago. I gave like the first public shiur that I ever gave. I was 20 years old, 21 years old. I once spoke in shul and I had bochum talk in shul, but outside of my shul, I even said sometimes I said the Torah in shul, but outside of shul, the first talk that I gave in public was in Washington Square Park. You ever hear that place? It still exists, Mustafa. I haven't been there since then.
Yeah.
I'm sure it still exists. I remember it as a place that there were very strange people there. I'm sure they thought I was the strangest in the whole place. And I remember when I was there that I saw a person throwing a frisbee and a dog jumping up and catching it, which I never saw such a thing. It made a reishim on me, that there was a dog that was playing frisbee. And over there I gave a shiur on the Indian of Kashrus. Now, I was supposed to give it to the Jewish students, the Jewish Student Union over there of NYU. And in the end, it was in the end, they didn't let us into the room that we were supposed to be having it in the building. Somewhere by Hillel, I don't know. We weren't allowed in. It was a class. So it was a beautiful day. We went out to the park. So I was just giving this shiur, and I prepared for such a long time. It's a hard subject to talk about kashrus, you know, because we don't really know why we do it. So I was very nervous, very excited. But, you know, I remember, and it was a crazy thing, because then I started giving it. It was only like there were a few Jewish students. But then by the time I was giving finished, there were around 300 people standing around because it's in the park. And everybody was coming there, all Jews and Lavda, non-Jews, just to hear what is this guy talking about. That was the first time I was in Washington Square Park. It's been downhill ever since. But that was the beginning. And I remember, I'm telling you this, I'm a little bit embarrassed, but it's just the guys. But I remember that the Student Union of NYU, they put up a paper. They put up a paper in the wall of the school when I walked up the stairs. They said Rabbi Moshe Weinberger will be speaking on the subject of kashrus in room so-and-so. And when I came in, there were a few of them on the desk, on the table. And I took one, I put it in my pocket. And when I came home, I wasn't married yet, so it was, I must have been just 21. I was still a bachur. But I remember when I came home, I didn't show it to anybody. But I chazed it over like 10 times, you know. Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, first of all, saying a shiur, I felt like this was like a big moment in my life, you know. It was important to me. It's a little bit silly, but I didn't tell anybody. I don't think I ever told this to anybody, actually. You're the first ones to hear this. But I remember looking at it, and it meant a lot to me. That, you know, you see your name. And for the first time, it's a chashuva thing. And that's just on some silly notice that means nothing. A nevuah that's nitzuch ladaris, and Esther Makkah says kisvuni ladaris. There are many, many nevi'im. And they said nevi'is. But they weren't able to send letters out with your name on it. They didn't send this. We learn only what we have in Tanakh. We don't know anything about these nevuahs. They weren't personal. Whatever that means. That's a big sugya to understand what that is in halacha. Shehutzuch ladaris, shalayhutzuch ladaris. The Bar Manel, this important Radak, Nachdomi Tetilim. There's a lot of places that talks about that. But Hutzuch means I need to hear from you. And Megillas Esther and the Nevi'is that we have is responding to that need that we have to hear from you, Hashem. I need to hear from you. Esther Malkim Vakesha Shiyichtu B'nei Zeh. That this letter would be able to be opened up again and again and again by every Jew all of the years of Golus. That through this we'll be able to have chizik and nechama through all the years of Golus. As Gabrus for Haloma has story, and there's so much concealment. Esther Amalkim of Akesh Kisvun Ladoris. Esther Malka asks, Kisvuni Ladaris, write me for all future generations. Dan Shakol Achad Ve'achad Yilm Bad Meha Megillah Al Sipur Chayiv Shaloihu. That when each and every one of us reads the Megillah, we hear the Megillah, and we learn the Megillah. Even now we're learning the Megillah to get ready for Purim. Each one of us should be able and must try to hear his own story. Now you have to have very strong imagination. It helps to learn the Sfarim HaKadoshim, because it brings it very much down. The Sfarim HaKadoshim bring it very much down into our lives. He writes a Shahodam Yikris HaMegillah Al Atzma. Esther Malka wanted Kisvun L'Doris. She wanted us to read the Megillah in this way. Don't read it about me. Esther means how you feel when Hashem is Nister for me. how you feel the way that I felt, that I ended up in the palace of Ahasuerus. Keli, Keli, Lama Zaftoni, I know you feel that way. And don't be ashamed. I'm writing this for you. And Hashem is speaking to you through me, through over all the generations, to hear this. Lechem Maisa Shahoyu. Not a Maisa Shahoyu. Elekem Maisa Shahoyu. It's a Maisa that's happening right now. On a Friday night, somebody told me a beautiful thing. Lel Shabbos. There was a group of girls. There was a Shabbaton in Woodmere, in Eish Kodesh, of girls who came from very, very from homes that they were barely off the derech, mamish, having a hard time. And there's this chabura for them. So there were like 20 of these girls came. And I went Friday night to speak to them, but they were staying. And there was right in this poll, I'm still thinking about it. You see these girls, like, they smoke on Shabbos, nose rings and things, all kinds of stuff. And they were very, very tuned in. They were listening. They were really there. And I was walking back. I live around the corner from the house that I was in. And one of the rebbeim was walking me home. And he told me a beautiful thing. He said that these girls have to show like they're very not into things, you know, like they don't care. That's the thing, they don't care. They want to make sure that you feel that they don't care. And that nothing that you say in anything about Yiddishkeit reaches us. That's the zone they're in, you understand? So he said that in class, he had this chabura, whatever, the day before with these girls, and they were talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it was about Kriyas Yamsuf and Shiras Miriam. He was trying to talk about Shiras Miriam. And one of the girls asked the question. He didn't tell me the question, but she asked the question. She said, when we were there with Miriam, we were crossing through the Yamsuf with Miriam, and then she asked the question. And the Rebbe told me that he stopped her and said to her, whatever her name is, Ilana, did you hear what you just said? She said, what did I say? I said something wrong? No. Repeat what you said. She said, I'm just asking a question on what you told us. No, but repeat what you said. So she said, I said that when we were crossing with Miriam, and then the Rebbe said, he was telling this to me, he told her, stop there. Listen to what you said. You didn't say when B'nai Yisrael crossed with Miriam. You didn't say when the Jews left Egypt. What did she say? When we left. And he said to her, this is what the Rebbe told me, I was very moved by this. He said to her, you see what kind of Rebbe teaches girls like this, right? He said to her, do you understand how you can't separate yourself from Am Yisrael? How angry you are and how you can't look at anybody. You still say when we left Mitzrayim. Avodim Hayinu B'Mitzrayim, when we were slaves in Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim. It's not something which is not you, it's you. When we sang together with Miriam's song. It's not something Amaisa Shahaya. It's Amaisa Shahaya. Because it's the story of your life. Miriam's song is not just about Miriam, it's the song of your life. Right now the song, I mean, he didn't say this to me, but I'm just going with this. Right now this girl's song is a little bit down. You know, it's like a low note. The song is a little bit not so happy. But Sof Kol Sof, it's still Shiras Miriam. It's her song. When we were singing Shiras Miriam, Shiras Miriam, we. It's a Ma'aseh Shehayv. Still, like Rabbi Nachman says by Tilim, Sheikah Amir Tilim Loima Kol Mizmari Tilim Alatzmai. Rabbi Nachman said that when you sang Tilim, and this is also something which a lot of people have a hard time saying Tilim. Rabbi Nachman said the Ikah is that when you sang Tilim, You should say it about yourself. But that door Malach opened up for us. That each and every one of us, when we say Tilim, we should be able to say Tilim and see ourselves in every kapit, in the good times, the bad times, when things were going well, when he had his Muhammad's. Kachu bin Yikriyas HaMegillah. Ash'esta Malka, Bibakash also, Kisvun Ladaris, Mivakesh is Mikol Echad Vechad Sheyikra V'Yilma Des HaMegillah Al Atzmai. That's what she was asking, Kisvun Ladaris. V'Yirba is Kol HaOver Love. Look in the Megillah and you'll see your life and everything that you're going through. Ech Hashem Ezvach Mizgal B'Sayit Kol HaAlam Mizayivis Olav. And then the same way that in Shushan it looked like there was no God, and Hashem's name is not found in the Megillah, you will be able to find Hashem. You will be able to find Hashem in your life right now, even though you don't see His name. Even though it's hidden from you, the last page. Even though it's hidden from you. Bakashosa shel Esther kitzul adaris u'bakashu mikol Yehuda v'Yehudi sheyasa mikol mitzias yimechayif Torah. This is an unbelievable yesod in how you and I should learn Torah together. How we should learn Torah in our lives. There's a cold, empty, distant, historical way of learning Torah. There's a computer dick type of Torah. Where I've seen here, I'm not talking about looking up something on a computer, don't get nervous. You're taking notes. It's okay, it's a fair story to take notes. But I've seen people in the Bessa Medrash that learn, I don't know if you saw this, I saw last Tuesday, there's a guy, one guy sits with a Gemara, and the other guy's sitting with a computer, with the Gemara on the computer. You ever see this? You saw this? He's not using a Gemara. We have a person that's davening from a phone, instead of davening from a siddur. The phone doesn't have a neshama. It has an Nefesh Bahamas. But doesn't have a neshama. The computer doesn't have a neshama. It doesn't have a neshama. You don't kiss it when it falls down unless you're nuts. You don't stand up when it comes into the room. It doesn't have a neshama. It's not a sefer, it's not a letter. And all of this, you know, is not Teresh Shabbat Peh, L'chadchila, it's only Eslaz L'Hashem, is supposed to be Neshik and Neshik and Mamish kisses, Baal Peh, to be spoken. How to learn Torah? How do you hear Torah? Do you receive it from a Rebbe? Do you receive it from a machine? It's more than that. We're learning now that what you and I are going through in our lives, we shouldn't see our lives either as Ma'asiyas Ba'alma. We're just like Esther Malka. So Sasema says that when each one of us, when Mashiach will come, each one of us is going to be presented with a Megillah of our lives. It's not only Vehibi Machashverish. It's going to say Vehibi Mayin, our lives, and what we went through. It's going to be written, and it's not going to say Hashem's name there. But it will be shown from that Megillah that Hashem was with us every single second. Just like Megillah says it took 13 years, this story. And while it was happening, when you were in it, you didn't see God at all. That's the story of our lives. So that when you and I learn Torah, we realize that learning Torah is, first of all, our lives. And more than that, our life is Torah. My life, your life is Torah. It's going to be part of Megillah one day. It just hasn't been put into writing yet. Our lives. Once it happened that there was a Jew Nebuch that in Breslov that his house burned down. His business, I don't know, burned down. And there were Jews standing around, and the Yid, the owner of the house, he was walking there by the smoldering things and the ashes. He was going there looking for stuff that he could salvage. And there was a Jew there, and Reb Nosson was coming there to help, to be Mechazik. And this Jew began to speak to Reb Nosson, and he said, Shachmanis, look at this person, he's like, he lost his mind, and he's going there looking in the ashes. So first Reb Nosson said to him, to go try to find something you could salvage in the ashes. That just summarizes all of, look at the halachas, right? To look for something in the ashes of you, to find something. And then this Jew said to Ibn Asim that he was going through terrible, terrible difficulties. And in his own life, there were ashes. He couldn't. He was having difficulty with his, with the Shalom Bayis Indian or something. It was hard for him at home with his wife. So Reb Nosson said to him, "No." He says, "Look, Yaakov Avinu with Rachel and Leah wasn't so positive either." So he said, "There were Yonim in the house. It was hard." So the Zid said to Reb Nosson, he says, "Rabbi, you're talking about Yaakov Avinu and Rachel and Leah. That's something, you know. It's a different madriga. Their lives are very, very important." So Reb Nosson said, "Your life is also important." Just like that. You know, your life is also tired. We think that it's just, you think that when Yaakov and Rachel were alive and Leah made him, you think they said to each other, let's say something really cool now, because it's going to end up being in the Chumash? Like this, let's say something really, really like dramatic. Because one day, they're going to be learning this. Like every kid in Chayit is going to be learning this. So Rachel like blasted out, Havli Bonim, my Mesa Noichi. This is going to really throw everybody for a loop. I'm going to say this wild pasuk, "Give me kids or else I'm going to die." And then the rest of the history people are going to say, "Wow, what a great line." You think Rachel was thinking that? "I'm going to say something really great, and it's going to be put into a chumash, and then it's going to be printed like all over the place, and even the goyim are going to read it." She never thought that. She was just living, but her life was tired. The chiddush is that it's like that with all of our lives. It's a big chiddush. It's like it's Maisius. Everybody has to understand it, to know. Shakol hu tar. V'yimtzavakol is Or Hashem is Baruch. Everything is mamish tar. And to find Or Hashem is Baruch in everything, in every single thing. That's what Esther Malka was asking for. That everything, that our lives and everything that happens to us should be tar. Look at the next paragraph. V'nei k'mayish Esther osu satar ma'amaros so tu kach osu David mikol ma'aroris sh'overlov ba'ifin prati. So David Malka did everything in his life. Shakisha hakol Hashem is Baruch. What do you mean to make it? What do you mean that our lives is tar? It means that if you look in your life, if Hashem is Baruch in everything that you do, that your life is tired. If everything in your life is, what does this mean now? In my keshav with Hashem, what does this mean? Vis-a-vis, tachlis of my life in the Bayre, that means that you're making tired out of your life. It means you're writing your Megillah. V'chol v'tzenayis of David Melech, v'dvar v'dibel Hashem is Baruch, v'chol dover sh'ovalov, miyad nasa etzlai tired v'gam tefillah. Tired and tefillah. Tehillim means that Nasa Sefer Tehillim. Nasa Sefer Tehillim came to Torah and Tefillah. Tehillim is Torah and his Tefillah. And he brings the more of a Shamash. Dodam al Chalav Hashalom. Hayim Espala. Kol en Yonim Shishichim Yisrael. Ad Bias Mashiachenu. Anything that a Jew could possibly need or go through, Dodam al Chaz and Tehillim, till Mashiach comes, whatever you and I need. Allah Chalim Shia Sarapu, sick people getting better. Biyim Shal Yachlu, and there's good, healthy people not getting sick. Pandasa. Xavier's cautious to get rid of. As through Megillas Esther and Tilim, every one of us can think about this reality that we have the choice to live lives that every single thing that happens to us is mamish tayyar. My life is my struggle to be megala you in this world, to connect to you, to have a shayachis to you, to teach others about you. And then your whole life, everything you do is Torah. Everything you do is mamash kisvun ladaris, kisvun ladaris. Well, Hashem Zbog should help us. I'm sorry, I took too long. Hashem Zbog should help us. That we should be zayche to see ourselves written, to be able to be megala that which is nista within ourselves, to reveal that which is hidden within ourselves. And to be zeichet to hear our names coming out from Hashem's mouth, not only on Purim, but even though it's true that every day of the year is not Purim, but we should be zeichet that Shetaka be Purim every day of our lives, and we should be mekabel the yontif b'tei simcha v'achavas alayv, in the same way that it's then liyudim ha'yisar b'simcha v'sasim b'yikar kein tielanu the bullish time of Amitis, amen, amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm